Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day.
Turn out to bring this down. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Hector Barreto, former SBA administrator, chairman, current chairman of the Latino Coalition, and put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and the great work that he and his organization does all the way, all across this country. Hector, thanks again for being here. I want you to give us a report on what you have been working with the Labor Department on some directives to improve health care for small businesses.
Yeah, we're very excited about this, Jim. I saw Secretary Acosta on Friday, and he's working on a regulation. The president asked him to put a regulation in place that will allow small businesses to band together the way that big business can and create what they call association health plans. So you could join an organization, maybe your trade organization, your chamber. You could put your own organization together and go and negotiate better rates for health insurance for you and your employees.
When you were with the SBA, you and others tried to push this through during the Bush administration. It was called the Enzi. It was called the Enzi bill. Was that 05, 06? I've forgotten the year, but it was 05 or 06.
Yeah.
And Ted Kennedy and AARP single-handedly, those two mainly, killed it.
Well, you have great memory, but that's right. This is not a new concept. This is something that we tried to get over the finish line during our administration.
If we could have made that happen, if we could have gotten it done in those days, there never would have been an Obamacare.
That's right. And you empower small businesses. You know, small businesses were promised a lot of things for during Obamacare. They were going to get more plans, more choices, keep their doctors. Premiums were going to go down. You're going to be able to buy the kind of insurance that you wanted to. Nobody was going to take anything away from you. None of that happened. And so this is our opportunity to kind of, you know, be the architects of our own destiny and choose the kind of plans mm-hmm. that we want and that we can afford. And by the way, Jim, something to keep an eye on or watch out for those legislators and so-called leaders that start talking against this because they mm-hmm. want to save Obamacare. You know, they don't want to let small businesses have
this will be a huge this will be a huge factor in the midterm elections, folks.
I think it will be.
Small business owners are going to have to step up and defend this, folks. This is critical for us. These directives, these new regs creating association health plans can do more to the sustainability of your company because it'll allow you to offer better benefits at rates that you can afford so that you can compete against the big guys for employees.
That's absolutely right, Jim. I couldn't have said it better. This is a game changer for our small businesses. And, you know, when I went into government almost 20 years ago, small businesses were already at their peak at that time in terms of their frustration and complaints about the healthcare system.
Yep.
It's only gotten worse. Double-digit increases every year, less choice, more complication, more taxes. And so we've got to get back to some kind of normalcy, and we've got to trust small businesses can make the best decisions for themselves if they have the purchasing power, which these association health plans will let them do. So we're really excited about that.
You'll be able to buy health care, folks, across state lines. Right now, you're being held to whatever's available inside of your state borders. And many states right now have one company offering health care.
And the plans are
prohibitively expensive. When you can compete, when you can join an association, you could join a group of chambers of commerce. You could join your buying group. You could join your industry trade group and buy across state lines. And the competition could just go wild. The products that they'll come up with will be customized for your industry, perhaps.
That's absolutely right, Jim. And you know, I live out in California. It's kind of a crazy state with all kinds of crazy ideas. But I can only buy plants that they approve. If I want to buy a plant from Alabama because they have a better plant, a cheaper plant, a plant that works for my employees, I cannot buy it. Now, if you're a Fortune 500 company, you can.
Yep.
If you're a union, you mm-hmm. can. If you're a government employee, you can. But if you're a small business owner or work for a small business, you're out of luck. And so we've got to level that playing field. Association health plans start helping us to do that.
This is going to be a defining issue in the upcoming election, folks. And some the people, there are going to be people running for office who will be asked, will you do, if these things get passed and they come to pass as reality, people will say, will you defend this or will you defeat it? And so that'll tell you, small business owners, who you need to vote for.
That's absolutely right. There's 30 million small businesses. They can decide who gets elected pretty much anywhere because 90% of all businesses in a particular area are going to be small businesses.
Right.
But we've got to educate, and we've got to activate, and we've got to get out there and vote for our interests. And this is a big, big deal for us.
Well, see, and I hate to stress this again, but I feel like I need to, Hector. The crisis you and I talked about earlier of having qualified people. If you are a small business owner and you've got a group of people who are highly qualified, corporate America is going to come after them. They're going to try to poach those good people from you. And one of the things they're going to do is they're going to offer them more money and they're going to offer them greater benefits. And it's going to be really hard for your employees to turn that down. And these association plans could give you ammunition.
There's no doubt about it, because you're telling that employee that they're going to be able to choose the kind of plan that they want.
That's right.
And you're right about that. I mean, when you have unemployment down at 3.9%, everybody's looking for good employees,
right?
And all things being equal, if you're getting the same salary but somebody offers a little bit better benefit, you might take that job over your job.
It's going to be hard to turn it down. So, folks, just think about this when we as we move through the year. We'll continue to report on this. Hector will keep us posted, too. He and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.